When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's begin. Michael Richardson, a 38-year-old travel writer known for his adventurous spirit, set off on a journey to explore the lesser-known roads of the countryside. His goal was to discover hidden gems and write about them for his travel blog. Michael, with his easygoing demeanor and insatiable curiosity, loved nothing more than uncovering the secrets of forgotten places. One late afternoon, as he drove through a particularly remote area, Michael stumbled upon a narrow, unmarked road veering off into the woods. Intrigued by the prospect of an undiscovered location, he decided to follow it. The road wound through dense forests and overgrown fields before opening up to reveal a small, quaint town that seemed untouched by time. The town, which had no name on any map Michael had, was eerily silent. The architecture was of a bygone era, and there was no sign of modern technology. Curious, Michael parked his car and began exploring, his camera in hand. As he walked the empty streets, he felt a growing sense of unease. The town was deserted, yet it appeared as if life had suddenly stopped. Doors were ajar, meals were left unfinished on tables, and a layer of dust covered everything. Michael tried to leave, intending to report his find to the authorities. But each road out of town inexplicably led him back to the town center. The town, it seemed, was a labyrinth, keeping him trapped. Night fell, and with it came a chilling transformation. The town awoke, but not as Michael hoped. Shadows moved in the corners of his eyes, and faint whispers echoed through the streets. The air grew colder, and a dense fog enveloped the town. In one of the houses, Michael found a diary belonging to a resident. The entries spoke of a curse that befell the town, trapping its inhabitants in a timeless loop. The last entry was a plea for help, a warning about the night. As Michael read, he heard footsteps outside. Peering through the window, he saw ghostly figures roaming the streets, the town's former residents, now spectral and lost. They seemed to be searching for something, their eyes hollow and desperate. Realizing he needed to break the curse to escape, Michael searched for clues in the diary. It mentioned an old clock tower at the heart of the town, the source of the curse. He made his way to the tower, the spirits following him, their whispers growing louder. Inside the tower, Michael found an ancient clock, its hands frozen at midnight. The diary indicated that the clock needed to be wound to release the town from its curse. As he wound the clock, the spirits converged on the tower, their forms becoming more menacing, their whispers turning into screams. In the story's terrifying climax, as the clock's hands moved, a blinding light filled the town. The spirit's screams reached a crescendo, and the ground shook. Michael felt a searing pain as the light engulfed him, the spirits swarming around him. When the light receded, the town was gone, replaced by an empty clearing in the woods. Michael was never seen again. His car was found abandoned at the side of the road.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/try.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's begin. In the small mountain town of Pinecrest, nestled among thick forests and misty peaks, Alex Carter, a 32-year-old park ranger, was accustomed to the capricious weather and the dense fog that often rolled in without warning. Alex, with his rugged appearance and calm, collected demeanor, had spent years navigating the challenging terrain and knew the area like the back of his hand. One autumn evening, as Alex was driving back from a routine patrol in the park, a thick fog descended upon the forest. This fog was different, denser, almost suffocating, and it seemed to swallow the narrow road whole. Alex slowed his truck, his headlights struggling to pierce through the white veil. As he drove cautiously, Alex began to hear whispers emanating from within the fog. At first, he thought it was just the wind rustling through the trees, but the whispers grew louder, clearer, forming words and sentences, speaking directly to him. The voices were those of people he had known, some still living, others long gone. They spoke of secrets, regrets, and unsaid things, their tones ranging from sorrowful to menacing. Alex's heart raced as he recognized the voice of his late father, expressing disappointment and anger. The road seemed to stretch endlessly, the familiar landmarks hidden by the impenetrable fog. Alex tried to turn back, but the road behind him was engulfed in fog, as if he was being driven forward by an unseen force. With each mile, the whispers grew more intense, revealing intimate details about Alex's life, his fears, and his deepest insecurities. He felt exposed and vulnerable, as if the fog was peeling away his exterior, laying bare his soul. In a desperate attempt to escape, Alex stopped the truck and stepped out, thinking the open air might clear his mind. But the fog enveloped him, the whispers now echoing all around, impossible to ignore. Shadowy figures moved in the mist, just beyond his reach, their outlines human, but distorted. Realizing he was not alone, Alex retreated to his truck, locking himself inside. But the safety of the vehicle was an illusion. The figures pressed against the windows, their faces ghastly and tormented, their whispers turning into screams. In the story's terrifying climax, Alex saw the figure of a young girl standing in the road ahead, his sister, who had disappeared in these woods years ago. Her image flickered in and out of the fog, beckoning him to follow. Transfixed, Alex stepped out of the truck and walked into the fog, following the apparition of his sister deeper into the forest. The next morning, the fog lifted, revealing the serene beauty of the Pinecrest Woods. Alex's truck was found abandoned on the road, the doors open, the engine still running. But Alex was nowhere to be found. Search parties scoured the forest, but no trace of Alex was ever found. Let's begin. A lonely stretch of highway cutting through the dense forests of Northwood, Derek Reynolds, a 29-year-old long-haul truck driver, began his usual cross-country route. Derek, with his broad shoulders, weathered face from years on the road, and a pragmatic approach to life, had always considered himself unshakable until that fateful night. The journey started as any other, with Derek settling into the familiar rhythm of the road under the starlit sky. He was a man of few words, finding solace in the solitude of his truck and the open road. Hours into his drive, Derek glanced in his rearview mirror and caught a glimpse of a figure sitting in the back seat. Startled, he swerved slightly, his heart racing. He quickly looked back, but the back seat was empty. Shaking his head, Derek attributed the sighting to fatigue and his imagination. As the night wore on, the occurrence repeated. Each time Derek looked in the mirror, he saw the ghostly figure, a young woman with pale skin and hollow eyes staring back at him. She was dressed in a tattered white dress, reminiscent of a bygone era. Unnerved, Derek stopped at a roadside diner, hoping a coffee break would clear his mind. Inside, he overheard locals talking about the legend of a rearview ghost, a spirit of a woman who had died in a tragic accident on this very stretch of road decades ago. They said she appeared in driver's mirrors, searching for someone to take her place. Reluctantly, Derek continued his journey, the story of the ghost echoing in his mind. As he drove, the apparition in the rearview mirror became more frequent and more vivid. The ghostly woman's expression morphed from sorrowful to malevolent, her eyes fixating on Derek with an intensity that sent chills down his spine. Attempting to ignore the haunting image, Derek focused on the road, but the atmosphere in the truck shifted. The air grew colder, and a faint whispering filled the cab, the words indiscernible but filled with anguish and rage. In a desperate attempt to rid himself of the apparition, Derek tried covering the mirror, but the fabric was violently torn away by unseen hands. The radio turned on by itself, cycling through static and fragments of a haunting melody. As Derek's fear escalated, the ghostly woman began to materialize outside the mirror. Her spectral form hovered in the passenger seat, her presence suffocating. She reached out to Derek, her touch icy and paralyzing, her whispers now clear. She was seeking revenge for her untimely death, and Derek was to be her vessel. In the story's horrifying climax, the truck's headlights flickered erratically, illuminating the ghostly woman's twisted face. Derek's screams were drowned out by the sound of screeching tires as he lost control of the truck. The next morning, Derek's truck was found overturned in a ditch, the wreckage telling a tale of a violent crash. Derek's body was never found, and the front seat was covered in frost, despite the summer heat.
Thank you for being here, when you have so many other options.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Save big money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.